Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Limler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Jumping on here a little early this morning, if you follow these live, if you just catch them at other times, that's perfectly fine as well. I'll be setting up a display of the photography work of my wife and I at the South Bend Farmers Market today, and raising funds to help support the work of Impact Prayer Ministry. And so need to get an earlier start to my day in order to get other things done before I do that. So anyhow, been talking this week and last week about living a life that overcomes. And today we're going to talk about overcoming through time with Jesus. And interesting verses. The entire passage really kind of tells the story that is behind this focus. But a couple verses, one at the beginning of this interaction and the other near the end. Luke chapter 24, verse 17 and then 32, says, he asked them, what are you discussing together as you walk along? And they stood still, their faces downcast. And this was a couple of followers of Jesus that had been walking home following the crucifixion of Jesus. And they were having a rough day. It seemed that everything that they had put their hopes in, all of their dreams had been, well, destroyed. And so Jesus continues on with them and teaches them through the scriptures that they were already familiar with, but did not really catch the application. And then, after Jesus has been made known to them, the verse 32 says, they asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? By at that point, Jesus had been made known to them. He disappeared from their midst, and they were excited. Their downcast spirits had been lifted up. And they were eager to let others know that they had spent time with Jesus. I think sometimes when we find ourselves dealing with the struggles and disappointments of life, it's good for us to step back and spend time with Jesus. And as we spend time with Jesus, we spend time in God's Word. We allow Him to be revealed to us through Scripture. We allow His presence to be known to us through the promises of God. And there's times in our life where we realize that we've forgotten, or we've not known some of the specific promises of God. We've forgotten the application of those promises in our life. We walk along with our hearts and our spirits downcast within us. We live life with the appearance and giving others the impression that all of our hopes and dreams have been destroyed. And sometimes that takes place because of circumstances of life that may have destroyed some of our hopes and dreams. We've endured things and lived through things that have been difficult, that have been damaging to property, to life, to the things that we felt were valuable. And in those times, it's good to draw near to Jesus, to listen to Him, to have our priorities and our values reordered and reestablished. When we lose that which we feel is important, it's good to step back and discover we still have what is most important. One of my favorite quotes about camp, particularly children's camp, I think it applies best to Christian camps, church camps that teach things of great value. A quote that came from Michael Eisner, at the time the head of the Walt Disney Corporation. And he said, camp is a place where we take people, and his statement really applies to more than just children, but camp can do that. But he says, it's a place where we take people away from the things that they value to teach them the things that have the most value. And there are times in life when we lose things because of the nature of this world that crush us because we've valued them so highly. And it's not that there are always things that have no value. Often there are things that have great value. But spending time with Jesus helps us to realize there's something of even greater value. As I think today of a friend of mine that father passed away this week, and I know any time we lose a loved one from this life here on earth, it's hard. And I think especially here between Thanksgiving and Christmas time, when what we're accustomed to is families gathering and celebrating and days filled with joy and happiness, and this level of sorrow enters our life. And yet, to be able to recognize that even in our grief and in our sorrow, even as we remember so many that have finished life here on earth, and we miss them. It's our time with Jesus, it's our time understanding His Word that helps us temper some of that grief with the knowledge that there's something better, that they're already experiencing, and that we will experience with them when we live in Christ. And so I've been praying for my friend Paul as he prepares to officiate, to oversee the funeral service for his dad this weekend, knowing that there will be a sense of sorrow, a sense of downcast spirits, but realizing that their time with one another, their time with Jesus, their time in God's Word can help overcome and we all deal with that at some level. And whether it's the loss of a loved one that's recent or not recent, there are many people that I know that this is their first Christmas without a mom or a dad, a husband or a wife, a child, a loved one that has passed away this past year. And realizing that our love for them doesn't diminish. But our despair can be turned to hope when we spend time with Jesus. And if that can happen in the midst of the loss of that nature, what will happen if we spend time with Jesus in the midst of some of our lesser losses? The things that, well, 5 years from now, we won't even remember we lost. These loved ones, we will remember. But some of the other stuff that we fret and worry about, that we think at the time is so important, we discover down the road that it wasn't what we thought it was. And it's in our times with Jesus that we overcome and we see the new life that He's brought us into living. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love understands our struggles, understands our despair, understands the difficulties that we face. It understands the losses that we experience and that we endure, that we live with. And Father, many times we have this tendency within our nature to crawl into those losses and shut out everyone else, including You. And in doing so, those losses, those despair, those feelings of despair just deepen. And so, God, today, help each one of us to draw near to You in the times of loss, in the times of struggle, in the times of despair that we experience, which cause us to feel downcast within. Father, may we draw into Jesus. May we spend time with Him and in Your Word, that Your Word and Your very presence would burn within us and light within us a flame of hope. Father, for the despair, for the loss of loved ones, that whether it's recent or in our past, we continue. They're not something we forget or someone that we have set aside. It's always a recognition of what's missing around the table because of who's missing around the table. But Father, as we draw near to You, may we live with the greater hope of an eternity together. As they experience what we look forward to as we live life in Christ. And Father, for the many things that come up throughout the year that cause us despair, that bring discouragement into our life, the multitude of losses that we experience, may we recognize that many of them won't matter a year from now, 5 years from now. May we spend time with You to understand that when the losses are of great importance that you know our grief and our sorrow, and you have compassion. You suffer along with us. But you also know when the losses of this world, of the things that we have held on to so tightly, are actually able to be a benefit to us. A job that ends because you have something better in mind. So many times we get caught up in the stuff of this world, and we find that when it's gone, that when we turn to you, we have something greater to hold on to. So God, help each one of us today to overcome by spending time with you, by dwelling within your word and letting your word dwell richly within each of us. And Father, may our time with Jesus today help us to move from a sense of despair and discouragement to a sense of excitement, to a sense of hope. And may that excitement and hope because of Jesus be evident in our life, so that we would lift him up for many to see. And Father, may those who see Jesus in us be drawn to him. And it's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.